Kiss me down by the bearded barley nightly, beside the green, green grass. Swing, swing, swing the spinning steps. You wear those shoes and I will wear that dress. Oh, kiss me beneath the milky twilight. Lead me out on the moonlit floor with your open hand. Strike up the band and make the fireflies dance. Silver moon sparkling. So kiss me. Kiss me down by the broken treehouse. Swing me upon its hanging tire. Bring, bring, bring your flowered hat. We'll take the trail marked on your father's map. Oh, kiss me beneath the milky twilight. Lead me out on the moonlit floor with your open hands and strike up the band and make the fireflies dance. Silver moon sparkling. So kiss me. Twilight, lead me out on the moonlit floor with your open hands and strike up the band and make the fireflies dance. Silver moon sparkling. So kiss me. So kiss me. So kiss me. So kiss me.
All right, and that was Liviana. For those of you who did not get to hear kind of what went on, Liviana got cut last week because I brought both Liviana and Dizzy back, but Dizzy had to drop for reasons. So he gave his spot to Liviana, which was very noble, I would say.
It was. That's sexer.
And it may be a very good thing because Liviana did a good job. I was actually kind of surprised. I was wondering. I mean, I wasn't expecting it to be this good. Like, I was, like, well, no, so that's the wrong word. I was.
That's even nicer.
Let me rephrase. It is a vast improvement from everything else I've ever heard of.
I was going to say, you've improved.
Yeah, that's what I had to say. Like, it was just so good. I really liked it. You kind of sound a little bit loud compared to the music, but other than that, I don't really have very many complaints. Energy wasn't as up to par as some other stuff I've heard tonight, but it wasn't bad either. I'm thinking tonight's going to be extremely difficult to cut. Valak, what did you think?
I also think this was a nice fit for your voice. I think you could have, like, my main note was on, like, the emotion. Like, I thought you could have added more, like, bounciness to the song. And I wanted you to sound happier, because you're singing about someone, like, kissing you under the stars and under the moonlight. It's like, oh, so romantic. And you, like, I wanted to hear you smiling and sounding, like, happy, but, like, Like, imagine being kissed by someone under the moonlight and be like, oh, I'm happy. Kiss me. Yeah. But other than that, I thought you sounded nice on this vocally. There were a few pitchy spots in the chorus. So yeah, that is all. It was good.
All right, I feel good about that too. Next up is Aria.
Woo.
All right, and that was Aria with her infatuation.
Do you know who the original artist of the song is?
Oh, gosh. I think she told me. I don't remember.
I don't know. It sounds Spanish. I liked it.
Maybe it's Shakira.
Maybe.
Valak, what did you think?
It sounded Spanish. I liked it. I liked this, like, a lot. The harmonies going on in it. And, like, I liked the kind of, like, voice you had because it sounded, like, saucy and, like, Spanish. But it wasn't, like, overdone. So, like, it fit the song really well. And I really liked how you were saying infatuation, like, your pronunciation on this, I thought, was just, like, really, really cool.
And, totally like, worked.
Yeah, it really worked. And, like, you sounded like you were salsa dancing. You, like, sounded, like, super sexy and all, like, into the song. And, like, the layering on this was really good and the harmonies was really good. And, like, yeah, this is, like, an awesome song choice. I loved this.
I have everything to agree. I agree with this. There were parts I wasn't sure how interested I was at small moments, but your harmonies totally did away with like any of that, so I didn't really care. I really like this. You had a lot of attitude, and you definitely didn't disappoint, as I of course didn't expect you to. So yeah, I don't have very much. We're giving short critiques tonight.
At least everyone's so good.
Everyone's doing so good.
It's just like this one thing, and then the rest of it was awesome.
You have two more left. I hope none of them suck, but maybe I do, so that I can make a cut easier. All right, so next up is Autumn.
It's amazing how you can speak right to my heart without saying a word. You can light up the dark. Try as I may, I could never explain what I hear when you don't say a thing. The smile on your face lets me know that you need me. There's a truth in your eyes saying you'll never leave me. The touch of your hand says you'll catch me if ever I fall. You say you out the crowd.
All right. And Autumn, our last ale of the night.
Dun, dun, dun.
Well, unless Jeffress has been lying to us, but I don't know. All right.
Jeffress is feminine enough to be counted as a female.
He is the pop princess, right? So.
He is. He's the pop princess teddy bear of VH.
All right, so Love Bee is now officially an all-girl competition.
Burn!
All right. So, Autumn, you're not last, but we will say you. Valk, what did you think?
I like that you did a country song. I really like your higher range, but that being said, I don't think you should have done this song in that key, because, like, at first I thought it was nice, but then, like, when you got to the chorus, I thought it kind of clashed with, like, the backtrack, and I kind of wish you would have done it in its, like, original key, because it started to sound kind of weird being that high. I thought the emotion was pretty decent on this, though. Like, I really liked your emotion on the, like, you'll never leave me parts, and the verses, too. But I just kind of wish you would have sang this in the original key.
Mm-hmm. I liked your range here, and I don't normally hear you sing here, so it was a nice surprise. I like that.
Yeah.
I
love her upper range.
I'm not sure, of course, again, I'm sure you fit with the song. I did think that you did a nice job, because I'm always thinking that, oh, you have to sing with a country twang in order to make country sound right. And
yes,
you did a good job of doing that not.
Or something.
Listen to the radio for a bad example of me doing that not. But I like this. It sounded like at one moment, I can't remember where, that you were topping a bit. Like your mic would just went a little bit like it peaked, although I didn't notice it in the mix when I put your file in, so maybe it's just a loud part and it's my headphones, so I won't complain about that too much. But other than that, I thought this was good. You're making it really hard again. All right.
Be a hard cut.
Anything else, Valk?
Nope.
All right, so next up and last of the night is Jeffers.